Kim Williams owns a stationery and party supply store called the Polka Dot Press in Tallahassee.
We try to outservice everybody. I mean, I preach that in my store to my staff.
She says that service is her competitive edge because when she sets her retail prices on things like napkins and cards, she has a hard time competing with online sellers' prices. She says it's because Florida doesn't collect sales tax from out-of-state retailers who sell their merchandise through the internet. Anyone who's ever browsed for something in a store before buying the same item online, tax-free, knows what she's up against.
From a store owner standpoint, it would really level the playing field and allow us to be more competitive with other brands.
Williams is not alone in her frustration. John Fleming, a spokesman for the Florida Retail Federation, says some Florida store owners must collect 8% more in taxes than out-of-state online sellers do.
There is a built-in price disadvantage for them. The state sales tax is 6%, local option taxes add on another percent or two to that.
And he says the problem is twofold. The other part of the loophole, he says, is if a seller doesn't have a physical presence in the state, like a brick-and-mortar store, Florida law leaves it up to the buyer to report how much use tax they owe on every online purchase.
There is a loophole big enough to drive a delivery truck through.
Fleming says his federation advocates tweaking the definition of physical presence a retailer has in a state. For example, that could mean if they have a distribution center instead of just a storefront, they'd have to collect sales tax. And he says other large states are trending that way.
New York has done something about it. Amazon.com, the biggest internet-only retailer, is collecting in New York. They're doing it in Texas. They're doing it in California. So of the big four, Florida is the last one to address this issue.
The Florida Department of Revenue, which is tasked with enforcing tax collection, tries to educate people that they must pay use tax on online purchases. Mark Zitch with the department says last year people voluntarily reported $6.6 million in use taxes to the state, and Florida recovered an additional $9 million by inspecting things like customs records and the inventories of tractor trailers driving in from out of state.
We will see if someone has bought furniture from North Carolina or art from other places, and then we will write them saying, have you paid tax on it?
But even though the state targets shippers to collect use taxes, Dominic Calabro with the think tank Florida Tax Watch says state law is not keeping up with the explosive growth in online sales, and that means more and more taxes are going uncollected.
We haven't been doing enough to make this a real key priority, and in the meantime, the red ink has been pouring and jobs have been lost in Florida because of this.
Florida Tax Watch estimates that if Florida were to expand the definition of what constitutes physical retail presence in the state, it would collect $50 million in taxes the first year. Bills that have been filed in the House and Senate would do just that. One sponsored by Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dietert would define physical retail presence as an office, distribution facility, or warehouse. Senator Gwen Margolis and Representative Jared Moskowitz, both Democrats, have filed similar bills. And House Speaker Will Weatherford and Senate President Don Gates have said they support taking a close look at online sales tax law. But even if Florida starts collecting more online taxes, advocates for the change point out there's only so much the state can collect under the Federal Commerce Clause. That's why Tax Watch, the Florida Retail Federation, and others are lobbying Congress for a more uniform policy on internet sales.
To collect it for 50 different or however many county, you know, however that would work, sales tax could be really confusing if I had to logistically figure out or buy software that figured out, you know, that could become a burden.
Again, that's Tallahassee store owner Kim Williams. Before opening her brick-and-mortar shop, she started her business through a website. And she says in the age of growing online sales, the desire for uniform federal tax laws is something all retailers can agree on. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.